What's up, folks? Welcome to Chewing the Fat Podcast Summer Sips. Oh boy, it is grown folks time. It is grown folks time. Summer Sips is where we come to you with a review of stuff that we're sipping on during this summer. Now, I gotta inform you that we are not compensated in no way, shape, or form about our opinions of the stuff we're gonna be sipping on. Just wanna let y'all know straight up that, we're not being sponsored by any company. We go out and spend our own money on these drinks, and we're gonna share our thoughts and opinions about these drinks, okay?
Yay!
What it is, people, what it is. Welcome back to Chewing the Fat Podcast, Summer Sips, episode number 4. This is 1/4 of the Chewing the Fat Podcast crew, Reggie. And like the intro said, it is grown folks time. It is grown folks time. That's, I can't emphasize that enough, people. Because, you know what? Let me set up the scenario for you. All right, here's the scenario. It's a late summer evening. You done put the little ones to sleep. You got the teenagers and the preteens off in the den looking at, you know, the Avengers or Spider-Man or one of them Marvel movies. And now you got grown folks sitting outside around the barbecue, around the pool, by the fire pit. They done put on some Al Green. You know, I'm so tired of being alone. Y'all know that one. And now out comes the grown folks drink. That's right. Y'all know what that is. It's brown liquor time. So usually got the, now I know some of the younger ones like to go with the Hennessy, but nah, we talking about grown folks drinks. It's time to pull out the Crown Royal and maybe the Jack Daniels. But today we're going to talk about the Crown Royal. Now, usually I like mine with the, a Coke, a vanilla Coke in particular. But for my friends around the world who don't have vanilla Coke, a regular Coke could do. Now, what I like about the Crown Royal, it has a distinct smell. I think it's the aged, is aged in oak, white oak barrels. I think that's what it is. The aged oak barrels give it that distinct smell and a unique flavor. It kind of tastes has that woodsy taste. You know, how can I explain it? Anyway. I can't explain it, man. It's just something about that Crown Royal. And like I said, mix it with a vanilla Coke. Oh, let me hit y'all off on this one. Pair it up with the new orange vanilla Coke. Oh my goodness, you talking about good? You talking about good? Oh, that is good, people. That is good. And the aroma. Oh, my goodness. It smells so heavenly. It smells so good, y'all. I'm telling y'all, man. Y'all, let me tell you, that is one of the drinks of late summer evening. I'm telling you, when the kids are going to bed and the grown folks got their music going and we out there playing spades, playing tunk, playing poker, dominoes. We out there spreading rumors and telling lies. Y'all know what time it is. It's grown folks' time. That's right. It is grown folks' time. Get your sip on, people. Get your sip on. And see, that's another thing. Crown Royal isn't that type of whiskey that you take to the head. It's the kind that you sit back, sip on, tell some rumors, tell some lies, listen to some rumors, listen to some lies, some tall, tall tales. Take another little sip. Crown Royal is the one that's not going to hit you and you get sloppy drunk and acting all silly. Crown Royal is the one, like I said, it's sipping. It's a sipping whiskey. So folks, get you some Crown Royal this summer. Get you a orange vanilla Coke. Pour up your glass and just sip and chill. And that's it for this week. Episode of Summer Sips. Come on back next week. We should have another drink for you. Get your sip on, people. Get your sip on.